Listening Library presents Sal and Gabby Fix the Universe by Carlos Hernandez. Read for you by Anthony Ray Perez. Para mami, mientras que yo viva, tú vives. So long as I live, you live. Chapter 1. Sal, come quick. I'm about to fix the universe. That's the text message that woke me up at still dark o'clock in the morning. I read it like 12 times on my smartwatch until I was fully awake. I didn't mind being woken up. Ever since mommy died, I've kept text notifications on because I'm scared of missing important messages. And I mean, this one seemed pretty important. Poppy was about to fix the universe, whatever that meant. And hey, bonus, it had burst the nightmare I'd been having like a balloon, glad to be free of it. Phew, baby. Holding my smartwatch up to my mouth, I used speech-to-text to ask Poppy, "Where are you?" Question mark. The response came a few seconds later. "Remember Nation Machine. Hurry." If I'd been more awake, I would have known that the only place he could have been was inside the big computer that was the culmination of his life's work as a calamity physicist. Last I'd heard, it wasn't working very well. Sounded like maybe it was doing better now. I sat up, flipped off the covers, planted my feet on the ground, and took a minute to try to Humpty Dumpty my brain back together again. It'd been a rough night. You'd think that after having the same nightmare for 5 years, I'd be used to it. Plus, most people wouldn't even consider it a nightmare. There's nothing scary about it. Most people who'd lost their mommies would welcome a dream in which she came back to life and was laughing and cooking in a kitchen.